stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because of the kind of crowd they have in the Metrodome and the way the sound echoes off the roof, I think. It's definitely the loudest dome that I've played in. So the key is when you anytime you play on the road, whether you're outside or inside, is to start fast. Hopefully take the crowd out of it a little bit. But it's easier said than done up there because we played some tight games up there, and the noise is definitely a factor.
Is it a fun challenge going into the dome and trying to quiet the fans and to play the way you guys want to play?
Oh, it's always a fun challenge going on the road. I think anytime you're playing a division opponent, obviously it's a lot tougher. There's a familiarity with the offenses and defenses, and it's going to be a tough test for us.
It is so loud.
Protection has been a lot steadier
right.
From start to finish this season. That's got to be a lot more comforting after what you had over the last
year. No, you know what? I think we've done a good job of, for one, we've been fortunate to not have the major injuries and have to shuffle a bunch of guys around. But, when Tosh went down, having Brian being able to have the flexibility to go over right tackle, and he's played very well. And we've had the interior guys and Chad, be very healthy this year. So that's definitely a blessing. And then, I think schematically we've done some good things as far as finding ways for me to get the ball in my hand quickly. And that's equaled, less sacks and more production, in the passing game.
If you have a feeling going into this game against the Vikings, because they have been struggling so much as of late?
I don't think so, because anytime you play Minnesota, what kind of game you're in for. Their defense, I think, plays better at home, obviously. Being able to have that extra half step because of the crowd noise, doing that, having to do some silent counts. So that gives them a little bit of an advantage. And those guys have a lot of pride over there, so we know what kind of game we're in for on Sunday.
So you don't think they have a fork in them, may have tweeted?
I think I made a disclaimer early in the season. JerMichael does not talk for the team. He talks for himself. But we still miss JerMichael.
There are a lot of Packer fans, obviously, consider the Vikings their biggest rival right now. And to get a chance to sweep, just do so much for the bragging rights, a lot of Packer Nation. Is that something you guys are aware of or think about?
Well, we realize we won the first one, so I think we win this one at the sweep. But, you understand how much it means to the fans whenever we play Chicago and Minnesota. The kind of rivalries that those two teams have with our fans is important. But it's a division game, where we're 2-1 in our division right now. We still play each team one more time. And those are the kind of games you need to win, when you're in December and trying to wrap up your division and wrap up a home playoff game.
Does it help you that you beat them already this year going into there? Maybe have the right formula going into the house?
Well, I don't know that we dominated that game. We won the game by 4 points. It was a tight game. Offensively, I think we could have played a little bit better. Defensively, we got to give those guys a lot of credit. We forced some turnovers and scored off one of them. So that's kind of the recipe to our success the last three games is limiting our turnovers and forcing some turnovers on the other side.
Are you personally suitably recharged after a week? I mean, four or five games on the road here. This is a big stretch run for you guys. Are you ready?
It's going to be a tough stretch for us, but I think we've been a great road team under Coach McCarthy. I think it starts with his schedule and the way that he approaches those games and realizing it's our 53 against a hostile crowd and any other team. So I think we look at it the right way. We focus on it as a business trip and with one goal in mind, that's coming away with the victory.
It's no secret that they're a desperate team. Is there any danger, added danger in that for this team?
Well, it's the approach that we take. I think if we continue to approach this game as we have this season with intense focus and realize that this is an important game for us, as you look into the November and December games and realize how important those are, we're not going to approach it any differently. So, yeah, they're a team that's backs against the wall, but it's always tough playing them. We don't need any extra incentive there, and they don't either.
Aaron, you talk about the protection. He's played particularly with Josh, guard, a guy 3 years out who's really establishing himself.
Yeah, I think Josh is a Pro Bowl caliber player. I hope that he starts to get the kind of respect he deserves. And I've said it really since he got here. He's a talented player. He may be our most underrated offensive lineman a lot of times with our tackles getting the majority of the attention. But Josh, year in, year out, game in and game out, he plays his butt off. And I really think, if not this year, definitely in the future, he's got to be a guy who's going to go to many Pro Bowls.
In the last game against him, what stands out most for you offensively that you guys did that you'd love to see again?
Well, I think what stands out most is that we turned the ball over twice. Personally, I turned the ball over twice and took points off the board. And I think we moved the ball pretty effectively. Guys made some big plays after the catch. We just, I turned the ball over twice. And you can't you can't take points off the board when you're playing against a good team.
You guys were 10 for 15 on third down against Dallas. What would you guys do well in that game that maybe you weren't doing earlier in the season?
Well, I threw the ball better than I had on third down up until that point, I think. But, you know, I think we just ran a lot of plays. We have some, you know, a lot of reps in, and guys made play after the catch. You know, I hit James for a slant. He took it for about 40 yards down the sidelines. You know, it was just kind of base plays, and we ran them better than they could stop us.
Mike talked about lowering the volume of plays you had in on third down. Is that kind of a natural reaction to having fewer guys than you did, or new guys that weren't playing in such big roles at the beginning of the season?
I think that, but also the problems we're having on third down. I think when you lower the volume and give the offense more plays that we have reps in and we have a lot of time invested in, you're going to run those plays a little bit better than the newer plays. So, you know, more plays that we have reps in and a familiarity with, and just, you know, personally myself and the receivers make some plays fine.
This team had a good camp, a big game in the preseason against the Colts, and now you've had so many changes in terms of, you know, the starting lineup because of the injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike talked about just at the start of the season, hey, you know, we still got to find our team identity, you know, going into that game against the Eagles. After these last three wins, is there a sense that things have settled down for this team and this is going to be the group to get you through November and December?
Yeah, I think things have settled down a little bit, I think, confidence-wise. You know, we're playing the way we want to play now. We're forcing turnovers. We're getting that turnover ratio back to where we want it to be, and we're not turning the ball over. You know, early in the season, I was too inconsistent. Our offense was too inconsistent. Our defense, I think, has been, you know, the thing has been pretty consistent. They've played pretty well the majority of the season and kept us in ball games and given us a chance to win. And offensively, you know, it's important for us to play a little bit better these last seven games. You know, we didn't play great against New York, but our defense played great. Minnesota was a better game for us, and then Dallas was actually, you know, kind of more like we want to play. So we just got to build on that momentum that we've started and hopefully keep that thing rolling.
And this offense has put up some pretty big numbers in domes the last couple of years. I mean, when and if you can handle the crowd noise, is this offense kind of suited to that fast track, so to speak? And you guys like that?
Well, I like it because the ball is consistent. You know, you're not dealing with any slickness or, you know, any weather, wind. That makes it easier for the passing game. So, you know, but I think we've also, we've been behind in some games in some of these domes and had to throw the ball. And we put up some pretty good numbers. So it's just, we're going to find out what's working on Sunday and hopefully be able to stay balanced and come away with the W.
Aaron, how much has Greg picked up the slack?
Well, he's got to. He's a very talented guy, and you know, when Jermichael goes down, he's definitely a guy I look to get more involved. But I think, you know, as a coaching staff, they've looked to get him, you know, more opportunities as well. But I think you got to give credit to Jordy and James as well, picked up the slack.
Last question. In terms of third down, for a frame of reference, is it like you had 30 plays you could use on third down at the beginning of the season, and now it's like 10 to 15, or what's that?
No, I don't think it's half. I just think it's, you know, we've taken out maybe some new stuff we don't have a ton of reps in and replaced it with stuff from the early installs. And we know we've repped, a number of times in the off-season program and in the, you know, OTAs and mini camp and training camp, and we have a lot of built-in success with it.